Our parsha opens with HaKadosh Baruch Hu visiting Avraham as he recovers from his bris milah, and this seems to be an example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu modeling behavior for us to imitate. In fact, Chazal tell us that this is an example of the halach lebedrachav, mahu mevakar cholim, afata mevakar cholim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited Avraham when he was sick, so too we should learn from that, and we should also visit people who are sick. The mitzvah of bikur cholim. Does this suggest that in fact this is a bona fide source, that bikur cholim is a mitzvah mid'oraisa, as learned out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior here in our parsha? So this is in fact not so simple, and there's actually a very interesting machlokas. Some Rishonim and Mefarshim say that it is clearly a mitzvah d'oraisa, and others feel just as strongly that it is clearly only a mitzvah b'rabbanan. What is particularly noteworthy and interesting is the Rambam's position. The Rambam, both in Sefer HaMitzvos, as well as in Hilchos Evel and Perek Yedalid, elaborates and explains that there are some mitzvos, including Nicham Avelim, Hachnas Asorchim, and our topic, visiting the sick, Bikur Cholim, which are, on the one hand, Midrabanan. All of those mitzvos are considered acts of chesed, and you fulfill a mitzvah Midrabanan by doing them. The Rambam could not be clearer. But then the Rambam adds, nevertheless, they fall under the general rubric of Yahavta L'Reyacha Kamocha. And the problem is obvious. In one breath, the Rambam seems to contradict himself. First, he says that these are clearly mitzvos that are only Midrabanan. And the same time, he then says right away that they are under the category of Yahavta L'Reyacha Kamocha, which itself is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So which one is it? The Rambam seems to be trying to have it both ways. Is it Midrabanan or Midoraisa? So a number of explanations are offered, but I am partial to a beautiful insight suggested by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik in a Sefer Ud Yosef Yisrael Benichai, a Sefer that Rav Aaron published in memory of a grandson of his who tragically passed away. And there, Rav Aaron suggests as follows. Whether it's L'Hachda B'drachav, imitating Hashem's ways that we mentioned, or the Rambam here introduces V'Yahavta L'Recha Kamocha, says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, both of these at their core are chovos halavavos. They are mitzvos of the heart. The chiyuv in both cases is to internalize a certain emotion and to perfect our inner character traits. Halachta B'drachav tells us to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways and be compassionate and merciful, transform our personalities into more kind and giving and compassionate people like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And V'Yahavta L'Recha Kamocha teaches us that inwardly, in our heart of hearts, we should truly be loving and connecting to all of our fellow Jews. On a d'oraisa level, and those are clearly mitzvahs d'oraisa, says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, it's a mitzvah shebelev, chovos halavavos. However, says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, then came along the chachamim and said, true, on a d'oraisa level, it's all about the heart. But midrabanan, said the chachamim, midrabanan, we're adding specific actions which can manifest and develop these feelings by being mevakar chola, chnasas orchim, nichem avelim, etc. Those will establish, flourish, develop, enhance those inner emotions. So what emerges is something complex but quite fascinating, according to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. If a person does a bikur cholim, our topic today, then the very act, the physical act of visiting the sick, is a mitzvah midrabanan. But to the extent that the person's midos are enhanced, to the extent that the person's love of his fellow Jew is enhanced, that inner enhancement, that inner transformation that takes place, is actually a kiyum on a d'oraisa level. The mitzvah operates on both levels. In your heart, if you fulfill that, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, that's V'Yahavta L'Recha Kamocha, but the very physical action of visiting is merely a mitzvah midrabanan. On a practical level, another interesting discussion that emerges in the Rishonim is what exactly is included in the mitzvah. And according to the tour, it's actually more than meets the eye. The tour suggests two components, and the Beis Yosef adds a third component as well to the mitzvah, all of whom seem to be rooted in a very influential piece, an essay, by the Ramban in his Sefer Torah Sa'adam. The first component, the first aspect of the mitzvah that's mentioned, is that very practically, by seeing the chola, you'll become more attentive to his or her needs, and you'll be able to help them. You'll be able to help the chola. Again, especially in the time of Chazal, the time of the Torah, where there was no Zoom, there was no WhatsApp web, there was no video calls. How would you know what the chola needed unless you visited him or her? So by going and seeing that person, you can then help them. That's the first thing, helping the chola. Number two, the Torah also mentions, is that by seeing the chola, you'll hopefully be inspired to daven for that person. And in fact, if you take a look at the Lashon of the Ramban, he seems to be quite clear that the davening for the chola is the ikar of the mitzvah. Perhaps even suggesting, even hinting at the fact that if you visit the sick, you help the person, but you don't daven for the chola, you might not even be yotzer, at least not fulfill the entire mitzvah. The Ramban is very strong that the essence, the most important part of the mitzvah, is the davening for the person, not just the visiting, but the davening. The Beis Yosef adds a third component. The Lashon is, Sheimtza hachola nachas ruach im chavero. In our language, we would say, lift the chola's spirits. The emotional uplift of knowing that someone cared about you enough to visit is an essential component of the mitzvah. In Rav Asher Weiss's newest edition of his Sefer, Minchas Asher Ambrosius, he points out that in the somewhat recently discovered manuscript of the Rush in his commentary on our Parsha, there the Rush also seems to suggest a similar idea of the emotional component, noting that if you visited a chola and the chola was sleeping, doesn't even know you visited, but after you left, finds out that you were there and he feels better, he feels happy that you visited him, that itself may be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. And even though Rav Asher Weiss doesn't, I don't recall, connect this to the Ramban, but it strikes me as yet another example of this third idea, that there's the emotional component as well. So we have the practical component of helping, we have the davening, and the third component is just the emotional lifting of the chola's spirits. Now, this comes to the fore on a practical shaila, very famously discussed by Moshe Feinstein: can you fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim over the phone? And the Rambam, Rav Moshe Feinstein suggests that even though it's not ideal, he's not sure if you can fulfill all the aspects over the phone, but he thinks b'dieved you would be yotze. Interestingly, Rav Asher Weiss in that same piece paskins that he doesn't think that you're yotze. He thinks it's a mitzvah chesed, but bikur cholim requires bikur, in his opinion, actually visiting.